Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to the Bread of Life broadcast. This is Bob Griggs, and it's my privilege to come into your presence through means of this way of communicating to share with you the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is what we've been talking about, pastors or prophets, and men that are called of God, teachers, to proclaim the good news. That's the message we are to proclaim, the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're talking about this, and I'm telling you about the means whereby the Holy Spirit of God drew me to the Lord Jesus as a young lad. We're talking about the book that has no words in it. It's a wordless book. And the first page of that book is a gold page. And we're talking about what that gold page represents. That it represents a place called heaven, a place of indescribable beauty, and that we're given a little glimpse of in the book of Revelation, chapter 20. And 21 and 22. And we're in Revelation chapter 21, and beginning with verse 11, having the glory of God. He's talking about this New Jerusalem. Verse 10, he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. This is the Apostle John writing, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And many believe that this actually was a diamond, because a real jasper stone is kind of dull and clouded. And so I heard one time by a man of God that many think that it was a diamond stone, clear as crystal. It had a wall great and high. It had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. These great gates had the names of each one of the tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square. That is, it's the same, the length, the width, and the depth, or the height, are the same. The length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. It's like a cube. The height, the length, the breadth, all of it's equal. And it that amount, the furlongs, come to almost 1,500 miles. That means this city is 1,500 miles long, it's 1,500 miles wide, and it's 1,500 miles high. If it was set down in the United States of America, it would cover the majority of our nation. It's that large, a gigantic city, reaching from the country of Mexico all the way up to the country of Canada. An amazing city, this marvelous city. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. Amazing wall of 2,592 inches are 216 feet, a tremendous wall around this gorgeous, beautiful city. And the building of the wall, verse 18, was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Pure gold. You know, the gold that you and I see has other metals mixed in with it, because pure gold is so soft. In man-made gold, the kind of gold that man deals with, so other minerals are mixed in to harden it. But this city is made of pure gold, like clear glass, and the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. These 12 foundations, and he describes and lists each one of the stones in verse 19 through 20. And in verse 21, he says the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. You talk about gigantic pearls, beloved, there's nothing on earth to compare to it. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass, so that you could see through the city to the foundations, the many different multicolored foundations below with a golden hue. Oh, you talk about a place of beauty, a place of unparalleled beauty by anything that we human beings know here on earth. This marvelous and amazing city, beloved, is such a glorious and wonderful place. And the Bible said in verse 4, let me read verse 4 again of Revelation 21. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Notice that, beloved. In this city, there will be no crying. You'll never see a child crying. You'll never see a broken-hearted parent crying, because there is no tears to be shed in that city. There is no sin in that city. It's a wonderful place, so there'll be no heartache in that city. Beloved, what an amazing and wonderful thing. And also there will be no more death. We read that there in verse 4. No tears from their eyes, there shall be no more death. Think about what that means, beloved. No more death. It means there'll be no cemeteries. There'll be no coffins. There'll be no funerals. There'll be no need for death insurance. It's called life insurance, but that's part of the deception of the world system. It's not life insurance that we buy. It's death insurance, because it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, we're told in Hebrews 9:27. And so, beloved, it's death insurance that we buy to put our bodies in the grave. It's not life insurance, no. Life insurance is what one gets when they put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts Him as Savior. That's life insurance. It guarantees us eternal life. But, beloved, there'll be no death in this glorious and wonderful city, and there'll be no more emotional trouble. Notice that, no more emotional trouble, neither sorrow nor crying. Notice that, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no heartache, there'll be no grief, there'll be no regrets, there'll be no guilt, there'll be no disappointment. Oh, beloved, you talk about a glorious place and a wonderful place. That's what this gold page in the wordless book represented. This amazing, wonderful place where there's no heartache, no grief, no regrets, no guilt, no disappointment, no sorrow. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful, wonderful place. And there will be no more pain. Can you imagine such a place where there's no more pain. That's what the next statement is there in verse 4. No more pain. My sweetheart wife has lupus, and she has Barrett's disease, which affects the esophagus, and then she has osteoporosis, which means that she now has 6 broken vertebrae in her back. She has a broken back, and she's had a number of ribs to break, and her bones are just shelled, so that all of these breaks have occurred just by turning slightly, and the bone has cracked. Oh, beloved, you talk about pain. She's in tremendous amount of pain, so that she has to take medication 14 times a day. She has so much pain, and I'm her caregiver, and we fortunately have a little tool, I would call it, in which we can load her medication for a whole week, each one of these little pockets, I guess you'd call it, that contains medication for each time, and there's a bell that goes off, and it rotates the pill holder so that she has that 14 times a day. She dumps out the pills. Beloved, because of pain, can you imagine a place where there is no pain, a place where there is no suffering? Oh, my wife many times talks over the phone to individuals that themselves have pain and are suffering. Just recently, a dear saint of God that was in a nursing home in Indianapolis slipped away to glory, and her pain is over. There's no more pain there. And, oh, beloved, that's what my wife looks forward to. She said, I've asked the Lord to take me on home and to deliver me from this body of pain, but He's not seen fit to do so yet because she still has a ministry. She ministers to many people who call her over the telephone, and God uses her to be a great blessing and an encouragement and a help to many in spite of her pain. Oh, beloved, how wonderful this glorious place is going to be that every child of God will go to spend eternity in this city that is so amazing and so marvelous, where there's no crying, where there's no emotional trouble, where there's no more pain. Oh, beloved, because the former things will have passed away. Are you going there? We'll listen to our next broadcast as we continue to talk about these things. Till then, goodbye.